Hello there, welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered. This is a broadcast where we share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev, a nonprofit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. I am your host, Yemisi, and as always, I'm glad to be here with you today. Each episode of this podcast, we bring you stories of people who dared to learn, grow, and commit to a future in tech. Some of these journeys are not the easiest. While some started and gave up, others kept going despite all odds. Our guest today is Jesu Dunsi, a Women Techstars class of 2024. While still in school, she chose to start her tech journey, balancing her academics with learning, with moments of burnout, moments of doubt, but she's still showing up every day. And today we get to hear how it all happened, how she has been able to keep up, what kept her going, and what has been keeping her going, and the lessons that she has learned along the way. So if you've ever felt overwhelmed chasing a goal, or if you've wondered if it's even worth trying or putting any effort, this episode is for you. So let's get right into it and meet Jesu Dunsi. Hi, Jesu Dunsi. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Emisi. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. So let's get to meet you. Let's start from the beginning. Who is Jesu Dunsi? What makes you tick? Just give us a bit about your background.
All right. My name is Jesu Dunsi Adishina, and I'm actually currently in school, and I am a computer science student at Leeds City University, and I also became a backend developer last year. So I'm into backend development, and basically I'm someone that's is always drawn to like knowing the meaning behind something. That was like the major reason why I chose backend. And I don't know, I'm not just type of person that is like on autopilot. I usually want to know why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I like to reflect, grow, and be part of things, whether it's tech or just community. I care about doing things that at least leave a mark, even if it's just even a small one, right? And I ask a lot of questions too, not just about other things, but myself, basically. I ask myself a lot of questions. What do I want? What's fulfilling? What kind of life am I trying to build? And I've had that kind of mindset, and it has actually shape how I make my decisions and what I do. And currently I am interning. I have an internship with one of the big four, KPMG, and it has been a wonderful journey, especially due to the fact that the lessons I got from Tech for Dev and the journey in Tech for Dev is one of the reasons why I'm even able to like survive in that type of environment. So that is basically it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for giving us that deep dive. Okay, so you're studying computer science. Did you always know that you wanted to study computer science? You know how they will ask you when you're growing up, like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? You'd be like, oh, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer. So did you like know from the start that you were going to study computer science? Because again, computer science is not like a course that girls or women naturally gravitate towards, right? So how did that happen? Like, how did you make that decision? Or was the decision made for you?
No, it wasn't actually made for me. I made the decision. But I remember when I was in like, I think primary six, I wanted to become a medical doctor, right? Mm. And when I got to junior school, I was kind of facing that I usually took my mom's laptop and I'll just like, I'll take one of my textbooks, one of my storybooks, and I'll just start typing the words in the books on on the laptop.
Yeah.
At some point, I was always wondering how I was able to like tap on keys on the keyboard and it was showing on the screen. I think that was
screen.
Beginning of my curiosity about tech and computers. I actually wanted to know, okay, what exactly is going on? It can't just be that I'm tapping on this key and it's showing there has to be something, there has to be logic going on behind the scenes. And that was like the major reason why I decided to study computer science. And I'm someone that really loves mathematics too. That was like another plus for me that, okay, let me just study computer. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, so you're still in school and you completed the fellowship last year. You've taken some courses after that. What made you decide to do more than just being a computer science student? What made you decide to join the Women Texas Fellowship?
Okay, for that, when I started school, I always knew that I didn't just want to go to school. I don't know if I get what I mean, in quotes. Yeah. And I actually wanted to experience the practical aspects, right? I actually wanted to experience learning, like deep learning. And, you know, like, I knew I was being taught something, but I knew I wanted more. I wanted to see how it works in real life. And I think a lot of people, especially in tech-related degrees, feel this gap between theory and the practical aspect. And I knew I didn't want to graduate and still feel like I hadn't really done anything. So when I came across the Women Texas Fellowship posts, I felt like, okay, I think this is a very good opportunity for me to like understand what is being taught in school, the theory that is being taught in school, and be able to get hands-on experience while I bridge the gap between the theory and the practice. So it wasn't just about coding, it was about learning what was actually going on, and not just learning with a community and building something, seeing how tech actually solves real life problems. And being in a space that was created for women, again, that was like a plus for me. And I just knew that it's something that I wanted to do. I needed to be in that space where I didn't feel like I had to like prove that I belonged, but where I could actually learn what I wanted to learn and grow. So yeah, that was basically what pushed me to join the Women Texas Fellowship.
You're still a student and you were doing the fellowship at the same time. Were there moments where you wanted to quit or maybe felt like it was too much? And what was going through your mind in those moments and what helped you to stay committed?
Well, I had those moments, yes, like multiple times. I think anyone who has done something challenging or tasking, surely while juggling a bit of life, would have had those moments. So I had those moments multiple times. For me, sometimes it was the pressure of keeping up. Sometimes it was imposter syndrome. And other times it was just exhaustion. I was just tired. I was just exhausted. I was just overwhelmed. There were days where I felt like I wasn't doing enough, or like everyone had it figured out except me. And especially the fact that I had to like go for classes and still attend the Tech for Dev classes. And at some point I felt like I was the only one being left behind, because I felt like I was doing so many things, but I was still doing nothing at the same time. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. So there were times like that. But what kept me going was honestly remembering why I started. I didn't come into the journey, the Tech for Dev journey, just to try. I came because I was building something for myself, something for my future, right? And even if I didn't know exactly what the end looked like or what was going to happen when I was done, I knew I could not just stop halfway. I needed to complete what I started. And I also leaned on people. I remember communicating my challenges with my facilitator, and he was really understanding about my situation, and he gave me time to submit my assignment, to turn in my project. And he also recommended I I draw up like a schedule for me to like balance my work, my schooling and the tech for dev classes. And I also had friends in the fellowship and even some online communities, because it wasn't just knowing that it was hard. It was being able to say, okay, yes, this is hard. But then you have someone else saying that, yeah, it's hard, but I mean, let's keep going. We already started it, so let's just finish it. So that was like my touch throughout the time I was, throughout that period of my life.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, so were there any standout moments during the fellowship?
Yes, there were standout moments. There was one that really stood out for me, and that was like my capstone project. And that was like, I was working with a team of project managers, project designers, front-end developers, cybersecurity specialists. And I was the sole back-end developer, because for that time, we were not really many in the back-end development track, so we could not afford to do on a team. So I was just the only one. And we're building something from scratch. I remember we're building an e-commerce website from scratch. And it felt really overwhelming when the project was given to us, because I was like, how was I going to handle the whole logic of an e-commerce website from scratch as a sole back-end developer? And that time I was really struggling with imposter syndrome. So it was just too much for me. And for the first time, I wasn't, because of the community, because of the people that were actually on my team and now encouraging the way, I wasn't actually second-guessing every little thing I contributed to. I was gaining confidence because we created a community for ourselves, that we encouraged ourselves, even in the things that we weren't sure of. We're always like, okay, if it doesn't work this way, it's going to work this way, right? So I could actually see that I had grown, right? Not just like technically, but in my confidence level too. And I think it's like the most powerful moments in my experience in the fellowship, when I realized that I could understand like documentations on my own, documentations I was getting from the front end, I was understanding on my own. Or when I solved a bug that took hours of figuring out, I was able to like break down technical concepts for the project managers to actually understand. And those moments meant that progress wasn't always loud, or progress isn't always loud, right? And sometimes it's just like showing up quietly, consistently. And then one day you just realize that you are not who you were when you started. So I would say my capstone was like standout moments during fellowship.
Thank you for sharing that. I mean, I like what you said about how most times progress isn't loud, like you won't immediately see it. It just happens like in those little things and those subtle moments. And then something happens and you're like, okay, I didn't know that I understood this. So I didn't know that I knew this, but just those incremental steps, those consistently trying to, learn and put stuff together. And then you don't even know that you're actually growing, you're evolving, you're changing. Yeah. I mean, that's really cool. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so can you walk us through how you got your first tech job? I mean, you mentioned earlier that you work at KPMG. Can you walk us through, I don't know if that was that the first tech job, or did you have one before you started working at KPMG? So just walk us through how you got that. I feel like the capstone project is like the first opportunity that you have to actually apply what you have been learning into building something. So how has it been applying that knowledge to like real life projects and all of that?
So concerning my role at KPMG, when I look back on my journey with Tech for Dev, it wasn't only the technical aspects that I grew in. I actually grew in other aspects. Shelly, I remember that there were times when we had, I think every Fridays, we had soft skill trainings, right? And those also help me. And that's majorly actually what I am using right now in my role at KPMG right now, because I am not basically in backend in KPMG. So landing the role, it was definitely a process. I had to rework my CV. I had to spend time refining my CV on the projects that I worked on, the self projects that I worked on. I had to refine it to showcase my skills. And I think a lot of people assume that you have to feel ready before you apply for something, but I don't actually believe that, because you usually won't. I didn't feel fully ready when I applied into KPMG, but I just applied anyway, because I mean, the worst I can get is no, right? So I just applied. Yeah. And that's how I got the role. And getting into that space, I realized how important the foundation from the fellowship was. Of course, there's still like so much to learn, right? But I wasn't exactly lost. I had like a footing already. I had like a structure. So I was able to pick up things quickly. I was able to learn things quickly. I was able to ask the right questions, right? And all of it came majorly from the training period. And applying what I learned in real life felt honestly scary at first, but also affirming, right? Scary in that because it was a new territory, and it's like a fast-paced environment, but affirming in the way that, because I realized that, okay, I can actually do it. I can actually do this that they are telling me to do, because I already had some trainings before. So that's basically it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. So if you could give yourself, maybe if you could talk to yourself at the beginning of this journey, that's your journey through, you know, taking the fellowship and all of that, what would you say to yourself? Something someone out there can learn from.
I would say you don't have to, or you don't need to have everything figured out at the onset. You just need to start. You just need to take that first step, because nobody is going to take it for you. And if you don't take it, you are not going to get anywhere. So I think a lot of us wait for clarity, or should I say confidence, before we make moves. But I honestly think that both of these things grow as you take steps, because I've actually witnessed it in my journey. And I'll also say that be kind to yourself. Yes. I mean, you are learning something new. It might look bulky at the beginning. And I think it's totally okay to struggle, but ask questions when you feel like you are not getting something. So I'll say be kind to yourself. And I think I'll remind myself that it's not actually a race. If I'm in a competition, I'm in a competition with myself, and the goal is to grow, right? The goal is to grow, and no experience is actually wasted. I think that's something I'll remind myself to, especially the soft skill training sessions. So this is something that some people might not like take seriously, because it's not the technical aspect of the fellowship, but it's something that is really helping me right now. So I'll say no experience is exactly wasted. So even the hard or confusing parts also teach you something that you might later. So yeah.
Fantastic. I like what you said about being kind to yourself. Most times we are our own worst critics, right? You realize that you give people multiple chances and multiple opportunities, right? But when it comes to yourself, you're like, I don't know why, but that's something that I know I struggle with, that, right? And I'm like my worst critic. I've already thought about the 10 most weirdest outcomes about something before I even try it out, right? And then most times, by the time you try, you realize that okay, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't so bad. Yeah, we need to just be able to put ourselves out there. I'm talking to myself too, right? So yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so what advice would you give to someone who is feeling overwhelmed? You know, they're trying to learn something, and maybe they're finding it hard to stay committed. What advice would you give someone like that?
Okay. If I'm talking to someone in the fellowship right now, in the training right now, first off, please take a deep breath, because this is a journey that is not easy. So take a very deep breath. Learning something new is hard. I won't even lie to you. It's hard, especially when you are doing it while juggling life, school, work, or some personal stuff. I know some people in my cohort that were mothers, right? I didn't want somebody in my track got wedded during the training. So people are juggling a lot of things. So I'll say it's okay to feel overwhelmed. It doesn't really mean that you are not capable or you are incapable of completing this journey. It just means that you are human, right? And what helped me is breaking things down, honestly. Don't try to learn multiple things at once. Don't try to learn like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things at once. Pick one thing at a time, master it, then move to the next. Don't look at it like you are taking a lot of time, right? Because once you master it, you already know it, right? So pick one thing and master it, then move to the next. Also, this is a fellowship that you have a community of women. So don't isolate yourself. Mix with others. Talk to others. Reach out to others when you don't understand something. I remember myself reaching out to my class governor when I had issues, and I wasn't the only one that had issues. So she was able to organize like a call apart from our class calls, where she took us through some of the concepts that we're struggling with. So I'll say, don't isolate yourself. Find people you can learn with or learn from. And because community changes everything. I honestly will not recommend isolation in this training, because you have so many wonderful people you can learn from. And I think I would also say, track your wins and also celebrate your small wins. Small in quotes, right? Because when you're overwhelmed, it's easy to forget how far you've come. But when you like look back and you're like, wait, I didn't even know how to do this like a few months ago or a few weeks ago. So I would say you should celebrate wins, no matter how small. Track them and celebrate them, because it keeps you going. It was something I did, and it's something I still do, and it encourages me when I'm feeling down, especially if you are someone that struggles with imposter syndrome. So I would say you should celebrate your wins, no matter how small. So yeah. That would be what I would tell. That's an advice I would give someone that is feeling overwhelmed. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Track and celebrate your wins. Very important. It reminds you, you know, where you are now and how far you have come. And then also it just helps you keep track of the progress that you're making. Very importantly, ask for help. Asking for help does not mean that you're weak or maybe you don't know anything. Just an opportunity for you to get better, pretty much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing these tips. And these are advices and tips that you can even take into your work, into life in general. And building a community is important. I mean, find people that you can grow together, learn together, and that can just, you know, encourage you, and you can be a source of encouragement to them as well.
Yeah.
Like they always say, no man is an island, right? And need people around you to live life, really. You can't be a one-man show all the time. Thank you so much, Jason DC, for taking the time to share your story with us. Before you go, I want to ask you a fun fact about yourself.
I don't know if this is fun enough, but I'm quite the reader. I read a lot.
Oh, interesting.
I think in the past 6 months or so, I've read about 50 books, but I lean more to the
50?
Fiction side. Yes.
Wow. What kind of books do you read?
I read majorly African prose.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah, I read more African prose than non-African literature or poetry or drama. So I read more of African works.
Basically. So mostly fiction, yes, right?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. What's the last book you read?
Okay, the last book I read, I think I'm in a reading slump right now. Well, let me see. Let me try to remember the last book I read. Like, they are swimming in my head right now.
Let me streamline. What's one book that you would recommend out of all the 60 or 50 books you've read in the last 6 months? What's one book you recommend?
Okay, this one is not one of the ones I read recently, but it's something I usually recommend. And is Purple Hibiscus by Chimamanda. Yes, it's something that I for people to read. And maybe another one is The Fisherman. Yes, I can't quite remember the author right now.
Yes, has this blue cover. What's his name?
Yeah, I've forgotten his name.
Oh God, I've read that book. I was sad for days. Yeah.
Oh, maybe okay. Yeah, another one.
It was so traumatic.
Okay, I remember the last book I read. I think that's why I'm in a reading slump right now. It was 1,000 Splendid Songs I read last. So,
who's the author?
You know what? Let me just take a break for a while.
Take a break and just breathe in and breathe out. I mean, there's some books that do that to you, right? And then you're just thinking about it forever. I mean, it's like books are really great, really. So
yes.
Nice. Okay, thank you so much for sharing, JCDC. It was really lovely having you on the podcast today.
Thank you.
I mean, just Lucy's journey is a powerful reminder that growth doesn't always come easy. You know, sometimes you have to be consistent. Sometimes it comes from being persistent, you know, from juggling school to pushing through burnout and doubt. And she continued to, you know, stay committed, building a community, learning, you know, asking for help when she needed it. And I feel like that's something that we can all learn from. Whether you're managing multiple commitments, feeling stretched or unsure if the effort you're putting into any particular project is worth it, let this be your reminder and let this story show you the power of consistency and how little steps just adds up. And even when progress seems slow, just know that you're making progress. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Tech Empowered. This brings us to the end of this episode. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't yet. Share this episode with someone who needs the encouragement to keep going. And I remain your humble host, KMC. I will see you on the next one. And before then, keep learning, keep growing, and bye for now.